This is Rick's Alone Time with God's blog from Thursday, January 4th, 2024, 2:39 p.m. And the title is Prepare for Very Difficult Times. And I asked, what would you like to share with me and your children today, Lord? Our dad here says, my children, I need you to prepare for very difficult times. You will see difficult things, learn difficult truths, and have difficulty in your personal lives. This is a major shaking that is necessary so people will be able to clearly see what evil really is and the stark contrast between my love. This will allow others to better understand the need for my justice and vengeance that I will pour out on the enemy. However, since it will be so unsettling for nearly all people on earth, you and those around you will need to get very close to me. This is how you prepare. Not just physical preparation, but preparation in me. You will need my refuge, my love, and my comfort. You will need my patience and peace. If you prepare by getting close to me, you can be that light on a hill that others will seek. You will not be moved by this incoming storm. And yes, this is a storm of the century. A spiritual storm that will be accompanied by physical realities of destruction and death. My justice will be swift, and although it will be a short time, it will put many into mental anguish. I will use this anguish to create a longing for peace and longing to know the truth outside of the evil they see, hear, and experience. Keep praying for this storm, but understand my words, my ways, and my thoughts. You can only do this by giving me your time. Every minute you are reading and studying my word and getting my word into your heart is preparation. Every minute you worship and pray to me, you are preparing for the storm. Every minute you spend time alone with me, converse with me, you are preparing your heart and your soul for what is to come. This is why I need to be at the very top of your priority list. I cannot be second, and I definitely cannot be an afterthought. Many of my children are not in my word, and are not worshiping me, and are not praying to me, and are not spending time with me. How can I be their refuge? If you fit into this category, I'm speaking to you right now. I'm warning you to change your ways quickly. There's no more time to waste. It takes time and effort to get my word into your heart and for you to connect with me in an intimate way. Change how you prioritize so that your time is used wisely to prepare. You will need me, and those around you will need you. Prepare, my child, prepare. For those already close to me in preparing, well done. Keep up this practice and do not let the storm keep you from this discipline. And when I start using you as a vessel in a mighty way, stay humble. Keep the pride down and the time with me up. You will be tempted to try to do too much with my glory and power and forget about the time you need with me. You need me before the storm to prepare. You will need me during the storm to not get distracted and continue to be my vessel. And you will need me after the storm to stay humble and continue to be used by me as we move into a new era, into the great harvest. Humbleness will be key. This is something I will help you with as you stay close to me. I will make you massively confident. And you will need to fight your flesh to always understand that this is me working through you and not yourself. Get into the habit now of dying to yourself each day. Put me on the throne of your life and keep me there so I can continue to use you as my precious remnant, my precious child who honors me with all parts of their life. Great will be your reward. Yes, indeed.